Okay, and the, you know what? It's 20 minutes. And what we'll do is take questions after each one because our first speaker has to leave. Okay. Let's see if I can pronounce anybody's name. And could you just introduce yourself since I don't have any background on you? That would, you'd probably say it better yourself.
Okay.
So what's this way? And I'll make my little posters. But what if I just say five?
Good.
Two, that way we won't waste any paper.
We're That's great. And you're right in front of us.
Right, I mean, it's a small and intimate crowd.
Yeah.
And this is my favorite topic. So I think I asked to moderate something like that. Well, this is what I asked to, I think I was on the reviewing session for this too.
Thank you.
Some more people. Yeah, you're the winners.
Okay.
So, you know, I forgot to ask the numbers. But you know what I was going to suggest and see if you think I'm wrong? So that more people can be accepted, I think this should only be 15 minutes long.
Yes.
Or 10 minutes even.
I mean, no, 10 minutes is hard to say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you go to the poster sessions and people really can tell their stories in 2 minutes.
Yeah.
So 10 minutes, you really just get the point. And, you know, anything's available on the web. Isn't it? Are these all getting...
And yeah, but you did have it. But we're with the topic. You're right, certain topics are very intense.
Yesterday was at a very B-O-R-I-N-G. Elongated, filled in. I mean, maybe you have fabulous work. But other people really just... I'd rather go to the poster sessions where I can get a lot of... But I think maybe we'll have some nice dialogue here, too. The topics look great.
Yeah.
whatever you want to get under.
So are you feeling better than why you say?
Hi, everybody. I'm Rita Laurie. I'm the moderator. And I was just saying to everybody that I'm also a member of the board of the PHN section. So if you have any input about how you want to make things better for next year, tell me after this meeting. Okay, so we have four excellent speakers, and they all have 20 minutes each. And just for people that came in late, we're going to switch the second topic with the first topic because of transportation issues. Okay, the first speaker, and they're going to introduce themselves, so I'm just going to say their names, is Diane Alfonso, and she's going to talk about cultural adaptations of youth violence prevention on Hawaii Island. So exciting. She's going to speak for 15 minutes, and then we're going to have 5 minutes for questions after each one of the talks.
Thank you, colleagues. I'm very happy to be with you this morning, and I appreciate all of you had many choices and came to our session. I want to share with you a project that we have on our Big Island of Hawaii. Some of you know that on Big Island, the volcanoes are active, and it's the only place on Earth that I know of that we could have active volcanoes and you could still live on the island. And the reason is because our volcano eruptions don't go this way. They go this way and flow into the sea, to the ocean. They do erupt, and the lake beds are getting higher, but otherwise we couldn't be living on the island. So here we are. This is Big Island, and the dark green, the olive green area is the site. This is our study area that I'm going to be talking about, but that is also the site of the active volcanoes. Okay. Sorry. All right. But the olive green is our sector. It's called South and East Hawaii, and it is the site of where the active volcanoes are. I wanted to share with you our work and our study working with a complex school area that has 9 schools, and it is a very a hard area in terms of health indicators, poverty, unemployment, violence, domestic, et cetera. And this island also, those of you who've been out to the islands, this island has the largest percentage of Native Hawaiians, Pacific Islanders. We have people from Marshall Islands, Chuuk, Tonga, and recent immigrants. So from my point of view, it's an island that has their childbearing and child-rearing population. So I have here, what we needed to do was identify the community views. So we had to do a community assessment, because if you're going to do cultural adaptations, that cultural way needs to come from the people. And then one of the things we have is that in Hawaii we have hui, which is the gathering of people into organizational structures. Hawaii, everything is relational, so the grouping and gathering people together is absolutely essential for any kind of project. You'll see that we're going to designate some safe places in the community, and I'll talk about that in a minute, and then Ho'oponopono, which is a cultural healing practice. So basically, my presentation is to talk about these three areas, four areas, as are the way in which we've used cultural concepts and applied it to a research project that targets children. And violence prevention was not my priority. It was the priority of the families. What I wanted to do was come in and look at primary care issues, but we're going to have to go to primary care, as you know, in nursing via people's priority, violence prevention, and then build in what I call the nursing health stations. So this slide just but shows you that we did our focus groups. We have an article that's now being revised talking about the community's perspective of youth violence. Most of you know the literature, and the literature says that it's not about individual interventions anymore. You can do them, they're short term, they don't last, you've got to get to community level factors. That fits us perfectly. There's no way that we are going to reduce school violence or domestic violence on this sector of the island if we don't work with the community. So principle for actions with our cultural competency is in Hawaii, people prefer to gather in groups rather than one-to-one. One-to-one is kind of threatening. It's scary, but talk stories. Some of you know I have an article on talk story assessments that we nurses do. The island style. Island style is women are very important, so we like that. They are the navigators. They're the ones that call people. They're the ones that communicate help messages more than the men. And then we have a concept in Hawaii called pono. Pono means to do what is right, to do the right way. You'll see in a little bit here, we have named our project Malama Pono. And Malama is really nursing. Malama means caring. And pono means caring in the right way, right? So here we go, Malama Pono. But Malama Pono also means it's not caring for the individual, but family and community. So we apply the IOM perspective of primary care, which is family and community based. The beauty of Malama Pono means that if you're going to be doing good and care in the right way, you impact the community, and the community brings you down to public good. So Malama Pono, or Pono, is a public good in Hawaii. So I've captured that concept, and I've applied it to healthcare projects. I want to talk to you a little bit about TUI. The American context is networks, right? Community partnerships, networks, etc. And we have to do this in our rural area, because you remember this is rural Hawaii now. This is not Honolulu. It's not Main Island. And so community organizations is critical, and coalition, just nursing, what nursing does well, bringing people together to the common good, the common goal, the common mission. And so it's wonderful for nursing to work with the hui concept of people coming together, having common unity, and then looking at school. Now, in our assessment with focus group, it was about a year that I did focus group with community health assessments with beautiful community health nursing, you know, principles and actions. All of that really matters when you, you know, start doing community work. But what I found out, to my amazement, is the schools are a very important place in rural Hawaii because there is no other sustainable structure. So it's classic community health nursing assessment. What structure will exist over time? Where do people always go? And lo and behold, I thought, oh my goodness, these schools are not just only about teaching and learning. Schools are places of health. And we've captured that. So you have to also name components of your project when you do cultural work. So we have something called Ku'ike Pono. You notice that pono is the stem. Malama pono, ku'ike pono. And when you do cultural work, it's good to not have so many concepts floating everywhere that people are confused. So our core base is pono. We're going to do what is good via caring. Ku'ike is knowledge. Now you know why Kuiki had to come through, because we're in the schools. So I had to accommodate the piece about the schools and knowledge. So this is named by the school community, the school councils, the school kupunas, which is the cultural healers that work in the school. They came up with Kuiki Pono, which I think is wonderful. But because I sat on the IOM Health Literacy Study, I'm a member of IOM, and I wrote the section on culture for the book, I thought, oh my goodness, that's an easy translation. Kuiki Pono is health literacy. It's like learning about your health and what you do. And so introduce through Kuiki Pono concept health literacy to the locals. Otherwise, it's like Anglicized concepts that they don't have meaning. So language is critical, brokering the language and the concepts to make it be meaningful. Ho'oponopono, you know, pono, pono, two ponos. We can kind of laugh, but the two pono means it's a cultural healing practice, right? You know, like if we say in nursing, we care and we really care, you care, right? So ho'oponopono is a cultural ritual to make things right. The things right in the local, semantics is relationships. Somebody hurts your feelings. And this ho'oponopono is very important because it has to do with conflicts. Perfect, right, for youth violence prevention. So took ho'oponopono, brought it to the youth violence prevention because it is the cultural way of getting yourself in order in your relationship with others. In Hawaii, especially in rural Hawaii, it's all relational. If your relationships are not in order, it's tough to live out there. And we do have children who are suiciding at, you know, 8th grade, 7th grade. As you know, things are getting younger. Yeah, depression is getting younger, etc. So ho'oponopono keeps us directly linked to the cultural healers and the healing practices. This is the beauty of nursing. We are the weavers. We take the threads and we weave the tapestry. And this is one of the threads for the tapestry, is working with the cultural healers. And they do a beautiful job with ho'oponopono. Then another concept, pu'u honua, which just was perfect. I just came into this concept recently. I didn't realize that we only have one pu'u honua on that side of the island and the east. It is the fire station in downtown Hilo, which is the town. The major town, Kona and Hilo are the major towns, but on the our side of the island, it's Hilo. It's like, oh my goodness, if you are threatened by your man and you have no place to go, you've got to drive all the way into downtown Hilo, find the fire station, and that's the only place where no one would touch you. And I thought, oh, this is impossible. You know, in nursing, safety, health and safety is two sides, right, of the hand. And it's like, uh-oh, we've got to protect women. And I just went to a presentation yesterday that's something that we nurses knew. He said the greatest predictor of child health status was the mother. And I thought, whoa, don't we know that as nursing? So we are going to be making our schools become a po'ohuna site. So that was exciting, actually. So this is a kapuna. And so here's the last slide of, again, the cultural spirit of Malama Pono, the healing practice of Ho'oponopono, the cultural place of sanctuary Pu'u Honoa, and the cultural knowledge, because we're going to bring cultural databases. I'm saying to everyone, there are cultural databases that are just as important as MMR rates of Kuiki Pono. Thank you very much. These lessons learned are some of the things that you already know, and they can be, they're the common things of public health, nursing, et cetera. Okay, all right. Let me go back here. So cultural based is meaningful, right? I mean, it came from the people, it's meaningful. Coalitions activate the sense of community. We can't do our work without the coalitions. And then the cultural values are integrated into teaching, learning. Something exciting is going on with Kuiki Pono. It's being institutionalized into the school curriculum, otherwise it's going to come and go. And cultural processes, I believe, are pathways to youth violence prevention. So there we go. Do you have any questions for me while I'm here? And those of you who are interested, I have an email, and then eventually you can email me as our articles come through. But we are on our way to several grant projects right now, so it's an exciting time. Oh, I don't have my card, but my last name is Afonso. I'm the only Afonso on the island, and D for Diane. And as you know, it's all hawaii.edu, so it's easy. Yeah, hawaii.edu, but I'm D Afonso. And I'll be glad to send you things. And thank you, colleagues, for having us be here. I wanted to share one fast thing. I don't represent just myself today. The island community, this sector, with all the schools and the coalitions, are thrilled that you had accepted us to be here. It's like it's a first time for them. It's a big deal for them. So bless you for that. I really appreciate that I can go back and bring your aloha back to them.
Yeah. Well, I think you represented it so well. I was wondering, did you make other safe places? Did I miss that?
We're working with police and fire now. So the first thing we're going to do is stay in our sector of the schools. But they're intrigued. At first they thought we were crazy, right? What is this going on? But the concept of a school as a safe place. And just the other day on Sunday before I came here, I was in church at the Catholic Church, the only church in the little town, and had all this ruckus and yelling and screaming. So I thought, oh, but my hubby went out to go and find out. And you know what it was? Domestic violence right in front of the church. Luckily, my husband went. He had to call 911 because the man was hitting her car and et cetera. And I thought, oh, my goodness, all this happening just outside the church. But she was smart to come into the church parking lot because she knew people were at Mass. So we do need this pu'u'ohonoa. We got to find places that people can go. Otherwise, they're... And on Main Island, some of you know on Oahu, in this year 08, there's been like 8 killings, domestic violence. So in the city of Honolulu, they better figure this out. Women are gone. They don't live on the earth now because their husbands have literally killed them, you know. So interesting that we have really tough public health issues in our sectors. And the beauty for us nursing is we do our very best in our small piece, but our Malama concepts of nursing, I think, always transcend us to make an action happen in our small neck of the wood, you know. Thanks, colleagues.
Hi, for anybody who entered after we began, we switched the first and the second presentation because of transportation. Issues, maybe others.